October 1st, 7 p.m. I shall start by saying that since yesterday I have been left so disturbed at the profanation of God's secret in me, that I have suffered on this account physically as well with a tremendous collapse of the heart which tormented me from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I suffered even more spiritually. I understand and pity the petty curiosity of many souls and attribute extenuating circumstances to them. Often, measuring others by their own measure, they tribute praise, and so on and so forth, believing that this pleases some as it pleases them. But when the former are already totally fashioned by God, they have reactions quite different from the ordinary ones. And they do not take delight, but suffer and suffer at hearing certain praises, and at seeing invasions of their secret. And I suffered, and still do. I suffered so much, that I felt a crazy urge, not to write anything else, by resisting, and suffering therefrom, of course, the dear voice, if the latter did not want to content me by keeping silent so as not to give me the occasion, to serve the curiosity of others. But, Maria is never heeded by Jesus in certain matters. It is he who rules, and he wants what he wants. Amen. I opened the Bible at random with the above, mentioned intention of putting an end to my mission as the good Lord's scribbler. And the book opened to me at chapter 58 of Isaiah, and Jesus spoke as follows, responding to all my buts and ifs. Jesus says, I absolutely want you to be the one who cries out the words of the Lord your God, the words of disdain over the sins of this people of mine, that does not want to be converted to me, and the words of love which like oil on troubled waters, pour out from my heart, distressed by your way of acting, and placate the storm of offended justice, to attract you to me, O unhappy children who die in body and soul so atrociously and so diabolically. I have told you numberless times, in the form of lighter sound I have made you understand. You no longer belong to yourself. You are a cell of me, and you must obey the all which I am, your master and savior of the whole world. So go forward, and never allow yourself to refuse my will. I will take care of protecting you. Go forward to be my little John, to whom it is such a relief for me to confide my thought and entrust my will. Look, Maria, this people of mine, having become more foreign and rebellious than the true people of mine, for it is mine in name only, but in reality fights under other flags, and obeys other laws which are certainly not the banner of Christ and the law of God. This people is searching for me. But how does it search? I once compared it to a blind man. Today I shall compare it to a drunken man. It is indeed glutted to the point of stupefaction with its vices. The drunken man is unable to understand and orient himself. His mind gropes in the mist of wine, and this makes him inferior to the beasts themselves. He looks for me. Oh, people of madmen and traitors, you that have undermined the integrity of your spirits with the fevers of senses and sins, and have betrayed God, how can you find me, O people that were mine, if you do not remove from yourselves the robe of filth, and come back in spirit to your Lord, really coming back, though, and not by a hypocritical sporadic worship which is spurred not by love, but by need, fear, and self-interest, all three of them earthly, useful only for the part of you that dies, and not for the immortal soul. But even if you, in your proud injustice, find yourselves to be living in justice, and praise yourselves as faithful to the law of your God and accuse God of not being good, because he punishes you for sins you have not committed, even if you do all this, I, the truth who does not err, tell you that someone buried not 4, but 10 times 4 days in the stench of a tomb, is more alive than you, whose souls are corroded in 7 or 10 points by the gangrene of your evident or underhanded sins. And the underhanded ones are not the least serious. But, rather, they are often twice as blameworthy, because they elude human law, and deceive others in judging you for what you are. That between those killing a body in an impulse of rage, and those killing a soul or a reputation by slow, premeditated action, between those stealing a handbag and those stealing a person from the members of a family, the one who is at fault regarding the spirit is much more blameworthy than the other. And this is the truth. To love you and help you, O unfortunate children who by yourselves do all the harm to yourselves of which you die, I want you to impose a very different fast upon yourselves, a very different prayer, a very different way of acting. Establish a fast for your senses, creatures hungry for every form of sensuality, be able to pray with your deeds more than with your lips, act as I have told you to act, I am no other, for one alone is the master, and I am that one. Intelligence, justice, and charity, oh, how everything will change for you then. You will no longer be your Lord's bastards, foreigners, and rebels, but will once again become my children. You will once again become my joy and I will be yours. How distant the time will then seem to you, when you were like scattered sheep struck by all the passers-by, when it was licit for everyone to laugh at you, and criticize you as madmen living off the alms which their indigence obtains for them, at which so many laugh. Come back to the Lord, your God. The hour is full. Full in all ways. There are 4 full chalices. 2 divine and 2 hellish ones. In the latter there is extermination for the earth and death for the spirit. In the others, divine ones, there is justice in one and mercy in the other. It is up to you that attract the overflowing waves of the hellish chalices, to act in such fashion that the other chalice of punishment, the divine one, will not be emptied upon you, but, rather, my mercy will descend upon the dying world, dying man, and the dying spirit. That mercy is life, dear children. Don't delay any longer in attracting my mercy upon you. Come to your Savior. In my open heart, which speaks of love, you find what you have squandered. Love. If you love, you will be saved. Everything is easy for the one who loves, and everything is forgiven for the one who loves. I am the Christ who absolved the sinful woman, because she greatly loved. I am He, and do not change. I am here, bending over you, like a father over the bed of a sick child, and a physician over a patient, to save you still, to save you always. Allow yourselves to be embraced by your God, allow yourselves to be cared for by your doctor, allow yourselves to be saved by your Savior. Ask for this alone. To let yourselves be saved by me, by coming to me with your souls that are sick, but full of goodwill. My hands, which healed the lepers, when they had not yet been made holy twice over by martyrdom, in addition to what they were by their nature as the hands of God, pour the water which cleanses and the balm which renders people incorruptible from the glorious holes in my palms. Come to me. I exhort you to as the Master. I ask you to as one who loves you, for I love you, and with a love so great, that only in heaven, will you be able to see its immensity without being left crushed by it. And you, little daughter of my heart, go in peace. Since you have been able to love me to the extreme limit, I have entrusted to you the word, higher than, which there is none. It is in you like a star enclosed in your spirit, and illuminates you with the light of peace and life. Remain what you are and be blessed in me. My peace spreads its balm over all your different modes of suffering. I bless you and am Jesus.